So good morning, everyone, and I see that the YouTube title of today is left over from yesterday, someone else teaching yesterday, so I hope it didn't confuse people. And so welcome to our meditation time together, and I'm happy to be here with you. One of the aspects of meditation that is obvious if it's pointed out is that most people, when they decide to meditate, do something different with their bodies. They bring their bodies to a particular place, they place their bodies in a particular posture, and it's one of the first things we do is bring our body along. And if that can easily be overlooked, but the tremendous value on the body's role in meditation and in life in general is one of the things that Zen and Vipassana have in common. And in all my practices of Zen, and there was this kind of implicit and at times explicit way in which it involved a growing center of gravity, center of life being rooted in the body, not in the mind. And in Vipassana, the same thing. One of my teachers in Thailand made an aside at the end of a Dharma talk one day. The talk had ended and people were leaving, and he kind of looked up and said, "Oh, and by the way, don't do anything that takes you away from your body." To go back to the teachings of the Buddha, he stresses over and over again how important mindfulness of the body is. Now, mindfulness of the body, that little word of, is a little bit ambiguous. It can mean, for some people, that there's attention is directed to the body, and therefore it's of the body. But another way of understanding it is that mindfulness of the body is the body's mindfulness. That becomes a little bit clearer if we translate the word for mindfulness, that's the word sati. I don't know if it's really mindfulness is the best translation into English, and I often prefer the word awareness for it. And so we understand that mindfulness of the body is the body's awareness. And we're beginning to center ourselves in the experience the body has of our life, the way the body is aware of itself. And this is a wonderful shift out of being mind-centric, where we're or thinking-centric, which is where many people live their lives, and to shift and have the center of our lives not our thoughts. The thoughts have still a very important part of life, but not have them at the center, and have the body at the center. And the body is a place where we have direct experience, much more so than if we just think about things. So to training to be present for the body's experience of itself. So to begin this meditation, I'll do a little warm-up, in a sense, and then I'll do a little exercise of mindfulness, the body's mindfulness, body's awareness, that maybe gives you a feeling for how this entering into the body in a deeper way, to be aware of breathing even, can operate. So to assume a meditation posture that's appropriate for you, and And that posture is also a little bit of an attitude, a posture that has an attitude of attentiveness, of being embodied, being. So there can be a rootedness, a intentionality in being here, in and with the body. So the body is just not an aside to be made comfortable and forgotten. The body is, in a sense, the meditation hall, the temple. And some of you will feel more comfortable with the eyes open in meditation, and some of you can gently close your eyes. It might be nice to take a few long, slow, deep breaths to settle in. Maybe extending the exhale to allow for greater release in the body. Really relax in that exhale. Exhaling and letting the shoulders soften. The belly relax. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And taking a few moments to become aware of the body's experience of itself, as if awareness is not up in the control tower, but awareness lives in the body, an awareness that's closely associated with sensations, or more precisely, the sensing of the sensations. And as an exercise, bring your attention into your left hand and become aware of the sensations in your left hand. There might be coolness and tingling and warmth, pulsing, vibration. There might be a contact of the hand against another part of your body. Pressure and weight. Feeling the sensations in your hand, in your palm of your hands, the back of your hand, in your fingers. And allow the hand to have its own experience, as if the hand is getting to know itself, feeling and sensing the sensations by which we know the hand. And perhaps for this exercise, it's useful to close your eyes if they're open, so that the only real data coming in for the hand is in the hand itself. We don't see the hand, we just feel it. And with the eyes closed, maybe there's no clear sense of a boundary of the hand. Within the buzzing, changing, shifting sensations that make up the hand, The hand has open boundaries. Just the hand. And you might have ideas about your hand, thoughts and histories and memories of your hand. But that is to bring those up. It means to go back into the mind. And there's a way in which putting all that aside, there's a generosity in allowing the hand to be just as it is at this moment. In a sense, no future, no past, no judgments, just the sensations of the hand. Some pleasant, some unpleasant, are allowed to be just as they are. And now, shift your awareness, your attention, to where in your body you usually experience your breathing. And not so much that you are focusing on the breathing from the control tower, but rather you're becoming aware of the general area in your body where you tend to experience breathing. And as you are feeling the hand, feel this general area, the sensations that are there. Some sensations might be closely connected to the experience of breathing, but there might be other sensations there. And let that part of the body have its own experience of what's happening there. Noticing the particular sensations that come into play, that appear and disappear. And how that area of your body maybe has no clear boundaries in awareness, in its own experience. It's kind of open boundaries, allowing the sensations permission to be there, with no future and no past, where we're not centered in our thoughts and judgments about it all. Those can recede to the background. And instead, to let the center of experience be the body's experience of breathing. And if you find yourself drifting off in thought, very simply recognize that's happening and recognize how it's taken you away from the immediacy of your embodied experience of breathing. And then begin again, centering yourself in your body, in the breathing body. where the boundaries to the body's experience of breathing is open and can, in fact, include all other things happening in your body, maybe peripherally. Nothing is held, nothing is pushed away or denied, or but centered in the body, in the breathing, allowing the body to have its own experience, breathing with it all, breathing in and breathing out. Are you in the control tower of thinking? Or are you in your body? What happens if you center yourself in the body and the experiences the body is having? The immediacy of the body with no before and after, just now. And as we come to the end of this meditation, for the next few out-breaths, as you exhale, relax your body further. Release any holding in your face, any holding in your shoulders, in your chest, in your belly. And if there's any global way in which you're bracing yourself against life, perhaps at the end for a few breaths, can you relax that? And relax into your body more fully. And when we're relaxed in our body, at ease and at home in our body, it can give us a greater capacity for kindness, friendliness, goodwill, and to consider at the end of this sitting, how is it that the benefits of this meditation, or the challenges of this meditation, can inspire you to contribute to the betterment of our world. That the deep letting go of meditation is not to take us away from the world, but to be more open, aware of this world that we live in, and to care. May it be that we contribute to the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And as we relax deeply into our own bodies, freeing it from our tensions and tightness and holdings, may we support others to do the same. May all beings be free.